Welcome to the podcast. Today, we go into what happened in Minnesota and Los Angeles. Riots broke out. Targets were burned to the ground. AutoZone, the ultimate enemy of racial harmony, was torched. With the reaction to this killing in Minneapolis was not pretty last night, and it seems to be getting worse. We go into the details on that. Also get into some bizarre stories about the internet, where it seems like people watch YouTube and it just gets them very angry. It sets them off on tangents and they try to ruin people's lives. We'll get into that story as well. And we look at the parade of coverage, and parade might be the right word, for the 100,000 people who have died of COVID here in the United States. It's almost oddly celebratory by some in the media. We'll look at that coverage as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast here, and as well, Pat Gray Unleashed and Stu Does America, because it's, of course, Pat and Stu, and for Glenn this week. He's back on Monday. You can also get our shows on Blaze TV at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and save $10. And YouTube, available as well. You can watch the show every day. For my show, you can just go to YouTube and search for Stu. You'll see me there. You can also search for Pat Gray Unleashed and find that, as well as all the social media stuff. We'd love for you to subscribe and keep in touch with the show. We're getting closer and closer to the election, making sure everybody's got the right information leading into it so we can tell everybody the truth and win these arguments is really important. So now's a great time to get involved with the shows. If you have that time, here's the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
All right. Take the vaccine or not, if and when it's developed. I mean, we don't even have one yet to consider. And in fact, one of these, the Oxford study, the Oxford vaccine that they've been talking about that showed real promise, they've only had 50% success with that. So,
but that would be a big step in the right direction if it was true. Yeah. I mean, you know, the flu vaccine a lot of times is only 30% and 40% effective. But it, you know, if they could get 50%, that would be a massive step. That does not mean that's anything we can lock down right now.
Right. Okay. Let's go to is it Al in West Virginia? Al, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Stu. Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hey.
You wondering if I'm going to take that vaccine? No way.
No way.
No.
And it's not because I'm from West Virginia, where the stereotype is that we're all rednecks. I'm originally from the Philadelphia area.
But, okay.
And I graduated from Wharton also. But I'm retired now, 73 years old, and I don't even take the flu shot. And mm-hmm. I tell you why, because same thing I tell my doctor. It gives you a false sense of security. People get that flu shot, and that doesn't prevent them. It's only one of the strains. Mm-hmm. One time the pharmacist said, you got to get your flu shot. And I said, next week I came by, and the pharmacist was out sick. I said, what happened to her? She said, she got the flu.
It's definitely not perfect. It's definitely not perfect.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You know, I think what Al was kind of alluding to there is true and important. If that we like implement some of these things back into normal life, mm-hmm. one of the ones that's been talked about is the removal of the handshake from our world, which I don't miss it.
Frankly. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it. But if that were to happen, we would also cut flu deaths down. Like it would be nice to get rid of a lot of this crap.
Yeah,
maybe we're so used to being in this like period where we don't want to, you know, get into each other's faces and openly sneeze as often. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should continue that. just a recommendation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Stu.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I think you asked whether I would drink the Kool-Aid. take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to say something along the lines of what Al said. I'm an attorney, and I don't lack education, but I will tell you that I don't take the flu shot. The one time I took it, I got sick. But I look at this and I say, believing that a vaccine is going to protect you, mm-hmm. and there's going to be multiple strains out there, to me that's like saying I believe it's true because CNN said it. I just don't think the science supports the idea that a vaccine is going to keep you safe.
Yeah, look, it depends on what the effectiveness is and stuff. You know, there's a lot of people, I think, that are just not going to take it no matter what the facts are on it, right? I mean, like, I think mm-hmm. we've heard from a couple of here.
You just don't trust it.
Yeah, you just don't trust it. And that's, I think that should be your right. You know, if you want to say I'm not taking
it, absolutely should be your right.
Now, look, I'm the type of guy who wants to take your vaccines that you're not taking, and I'll take multiple doses.
Uh-huh.
I want so many vaccines. I want needles all over my body because I'm taking 900 vaccines at the same time. I'm not in that world at all.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
Right.
This is the United States of America. If you don't want to vaccinate yourself against this, you may very well deal with the illness. You may.
Well, what happened to my body, my choice?
Exactly. That's what we've been told over and over again.
Yeah.
I thought that was the left-wing philosophy on life.
I thought so, too.
And I will say, the anti-vaccine thing, and I don't mean to characterize that too widely, but like the people who are generally speaking don't like vaccines is not really a left or right issue. I mean, the most famous face of it is Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey.
And JFK Jr.
Right.
Right? RFK Jr. RFK Jr.
Yes.
This has been a very widely spread thing on the left as well. And, you know, look, if you don't want to do it, you shouldn't have to do it. You can't force people to do these things. But, you know, me? I mean, I'm going right to Bill Gates' house right now, just pulling out any needle he has and sticking it in my arm.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
The parades for the 100,000 death mark have been happening in the mainstream media.
That's a hell of a way to put it.
Yes. I mean, they love that number. They love it. And because why? They can beat Trump over the head with it. I think that's the full reasoning behind it.
Yeah, they are treating it a little bit like the bicentennial, which is not...
Yes, they shouldn't
feel like that.
No, I don't think it should either.
That's the only reason, though, I can come up with, right? I mean, they do seem to just think, well, this looks bad for Trump because... And again, there's a lot of question marks associated with this argument because it doesn't make any sense. Trump is not led every part of this. It is a state-by-state response. There have been some things you can be critical of. There would be a lot of things I think you can also look at and say have gone pretty well. We're in the middle of the pack worldwide when it comes to per capita death rate. We're not at the bottom. We're not at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't do as well as countries that have authoritarian regimes and can just lock all their people away.
Mm-hmm. And lie. About the real numbers.
Right. I mean, you can do
Does
a lot
anybody
better.
Believe China has around 5,000 deaths from this? Please, that's preposterous.
Oh, preposterous. And even, that, remember, it was only 3,000 a little while ago. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're adding a couple thousand. You know, like, we all know it's higher, right?
Much.
Even if you were to argue they locked down so hard that they were able to control it within their borders, in the time in between when people left, there were breakouts outside of the country. Mm-hmm. People were coming back in.
Yes.
There would be, it's quite clear. And there have been estimates of tens of thousands more. You know, it's funny you mentioned China because I had this thought yesterday because we were talking about Brazil on Stu Does America. By the way, you can subscribe to that on YouTube or on a podcast. Also, Pat Gray Unleashed. I was looking at Brazil and we were doing something on that. Brazil is basically the hot point of the world right now. You know, the United States is on a decline. We're opening up. We're doing these things. Brazil is where we were in like the second week of April. You know, the absolute like increasing every day. Mm-hmm. They actually passed us in daily death rate 2 days ago. Although we took the title back yesterday, and we, you know, we have a lot more people than they do. You'd expect it to be slightly higher, but they're in real trouble. Like, and they don't have the medical system that we do. They think there's already 30,000 people who have died there. They believe it's much, much, much higher than that in reality. And I thought to myself, it's weird that the global hotspot would be Brazil, and yet I hadn't heard anything about Venezuela. Now, Venezuela can barely keep people alive in normal times. They're not getting any effects from this at all. What is going on? And so I started doing some research on it, and there's actually a new report out from Johns Hopkins about Venezuela.
How many do they claim that have died from the virus?
So they have a
Venezuela
population of 30 million people.
Right.
So far, COVID-19 deaths in Venezuela, 10.
10 deaths.
Just 10. Not 10,000. Not 10 million.
10.
10.
10 people died.
10 people have died so
They're
far.
They're doing a pretty good job.
They must be doing a great job.
Right?
Not lying to us or just letting people die and never figuring it out. So they did. They say they've only had 1,121 cases. Which is, I mean, obviously ridiculous, right? We all know that that's ridiculous. They've decided now to go in. They've talked to the doctors on the ground. They've tried to do a study to estimate where they actually are. They believe there are 30,000 more deaths than they're reporting.
Wow.
30,000 more COVID deaths. Now, that is that would make them a massive hotspot. We have no idea what's happening. You know, it's interesting when you look at the numbers from around the world. We are all focusing on numbers of countries that are relatively toward the, you know, the top of the economic chain, that have well-developed health systems, that are reporting their data. Mm-hmm. I mean, China is an exception because of the authoritarian nature of their government. But there are a lot of countries out there that are reporting their data, I think, the best way that they can. It's the situation is there are two-thirds of the nations on Earth that would not fall into that category. And there's like the entire continent of Africa. What's going on there? We know we've had outbreaks in specific areas, but there have not been, we have no concept of what's going on there. There are some reasons to believe it's not as bad in a situation like that because people are spread out naturally, and there's some things that could play into that. But, you know, you look at some of the cities, they're very jam-packed. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe it was in India where they were saying, one of the doctors in India was saying, look, social distancing, we know it sucks for you, but like that's a luxury. We have like eight people in this room. There's no social distancing that happens.
Yeah.
We're not going to get a $1 trillion bailout from our government. We're just going to wind up having to deal with this on our own. And some of those places have really flared up out of control for understandable reasons. They already had problems in these countries, and this is just making it a lot worse. But when we passed, I think it was Spain in daily death count. Spain was number one, and then we came up and passed them. That was something that was going on the front page of papers. That was something that was discussed by the media like crazy. This is horrific, and we know whose fault it is. It's the orange guy in the White House. Mm-hmm. And when that was reversed and it was Brazil, it was either not mentioned at all, which was in most cases, or they said Brazil passed us. By the way, their president is basically Donald Trump. Because they like to say about the Brazilian president. He's very well aligned with Donald Trump. He's a populist like Donald Trump. He's doing the same things Donald Trump is doing. So how these stories, it's incredible. They find a way to tie them to Donald Trump in every way. And to go back quickly to what we were talking about last hour, you know who hasn't really been tied to the story yet? Is Donald Trump. Why? Yesterday made a statement that said the DOJ and the FBI or whatever, I think it was he said the DOJ, was investigating this, and we will get justice. That's been his only comment about it. So his comment has not been able to advance the narrative that he's horrible. So therefore, he's just not associated with the story yet. When he says something out of line with what he's supposed to say, he will become the only story. If he said nothing yesterday, it would be a big story today of why is the president silent on this death?
Well, the banner on CNN all morning long, up until, and I don't think it's there right now. Yeah, but the U.S. surpasses 100,000 deaths in less than 4 months. That is the banner. The banner they had most of 2 hours while I was on the air this morning was Trump silent as 100,000 plus Americans die from coronavirus. Wait,
he's been like, talking about this constantly. He was doing press conferences every day.
It didn't start with 100,000. He's been commenting all along.
Unbelievable.
And I guess you have to comment every round number we hit now or something. But do you know there are 600,000 people that die from cancer every single year?
And heart disease too, right?
And heart disease and car accidents. And I guess those people don't matter at all because you're not asking him to comment on that.
No.
Is it worse if you die from coronavirus than if you die from cancer?
No.
Are you super dead from coronavirus and only mostly dead with cancer?
I mean, there are different problems, right? You know, you're not necessarily going to go in and catch cancer at a restaurant. I understand the differences here. And look, this has been 4 months, so the pace is high.
Yeah.
And it spreads. Yes. It's an infectious disease. This is different than all these comparisons. But you're right. It is not something that is put into perspective by the media. He's talked about it. They were complaining he was talking about it too much in the press conferences.
Right.
Remember that? That was a big story.
So they're not even covering the press, which he stopped doing. And then they were pissed about that.
Then they were pissed about that. Right. That's the issue here. This is just a tool for them. It's not just a tool for them, but it's the way they're utilizing it.
Yeah.
It's a real issue, but they don't seem to care about the issue as much as they care about getting this guy who's in their head all the time. They got to get him out of their head. If they could just get him out of office, he'll be out of their head forever. I swear that's the way they look at these stories every day.
No doubt about it.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, it makes perfect sense that when somebody dies at the hand of a police officer in Minneapolis, you burn down an AutoZone location, right? When you just you set fire to AutoZone and then that sets everything right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on police violence per se, but I do know that most of it is caused by auto parts.
Yeah.
That's my understanding of the situation.
Well, auto parts and then, you know, strip malls.
Huge.
How many of us hate strip malls? Mm-hmm. And so you got to burn those down.
And
then you have to steal TVs from Target.
Well, they need to be rescued. Those TVs needed to be rescued.
They've been held hostage by Target far too long.
Yeah, and who's saying anything about it? Nobody. Nobody.
You know, I mean, we were all on the same page, I think.
Weren't we? That's where I started the day, too.
We were kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
A really huge injustice happened, a real awful tragedy, a despicable act by that cop who, yes, should be charged with some form of murder. I agree with you. And I think he will be. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine him not being. Mayor's called for it. I mean, they can't just no bill the guy now. They've already fired him, so he's obviously done something wrong, and they know that. So he's going to be charged, I would imagine, sometime very soon. Once the investigation is over, then they're going to charge somebody with something, and maybe all four of them being accessories. I don't know. But okay, so we're there. I don't know anybody who said no. That looked like it was fine to me. I've never heard anybody say that.
And we should stop and emphasize that point for a second. I know of no one who made a case for the officers in this story.
I don't think so either.
There may be somebody. I'm sure there's people on Twitter, right? I mean, I'm sure there are individuals in the world who have done it. I'm sure.
I haven't seen it. If they have.
You know, is David Duke saying, you know what, maybe this should have happened? Maybe. I don't know. You know, like, there could be somebody out there. I'm not saying there are literally zero people, but I have heard literally zero people make the case for the officers in the situation.
Right.
But what is so clear about this is it has nothing to do with what happened. Going and rioting and taking television.
Nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do.
You're not the helping the cause. You're not doing it for the man who died.
Nope.
I mean,
it's just, it's a pathetic response to a tragic situation. And what does this do to your community? What does this do to the poor single mom trying to support her children who now can't get anything at Target? Mm-hmm. You know, it's very central to your life. It's very central to my life, for sure, Target. But it's central to your life. If you're in a community where you're looking to try to find things at good prices and in plentiful supply, now that place is gone. Your car breaks down, you need to fix it, that place is gone. Gas stations are now gone. If you need gas to get out of this place that's on fire, that's gone. What good does this do, and what does it do to your community long term? If I were to say to you right now, Pat, hey, I'm moving to Ferguson, what would you say? Everyone would say, like, whoa, really? Is it okay? Like, now, Ferguson may be much, much better than it was, but everyone thinks of Ferguson, they think of riots. When you think of Watts,
you think of riots.
Riots, right? Like, these places, you damage your community for decades going forward by doing things
essentially
like this.
Essentially forever.
Yeah.
The Watts riots happened in 1967 or 68.
And we're still mentioning them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles, we joked about it at the beginning of the show. You know, you go to certain areas of Los Angeles that are famous for this, for these events, and that's what people think of. How do property values rise for people in the future? What dumb business puts their business back in this area for a few years? Why on earth, if you're Target, would you?
Why
put,
would you?
Now, Minneapolis, Target is from Minneapolis, isn't it?
I think it is.
So they have locations all over the place. But, like, you know, if you're a small business, you're going to open up and you have a choice between that neighborhood that was just set on fire or a neighborhood 3 miles down the road, 6 miles down the road. Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm going down the road.
Yeah. I mean,
without question.
And what? And I'd like to say, oh, well, you know what? There are people that will say, look, they're very angry. This is a tragic situation. All of that can be true. You know what? 99% of people didn't act that way. The people who went out there and stole televisions did it to benefit themselves financially, period.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. That has nothing to do with this guy who was killed.
It is taking advantage of a crisis.
Yep.
It's never letting a good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what they've learned, and that's what they're doing
here.
Did you
see the footage inside of this Target?
We should show that because it's unbelievable.
Look, it was Beirut.
Yeah.
I don't even know how this can happen. You know, and you go down the area where an auto zone is on fire and the fire department's not coming. If they come, they're getting shot at, they're getting things thrown at them. We saw this at least with the police. At one point there's a guy laying down on the ground. A police officer stops to help him and they knock his windows in, so he has to pull away. The hell are you doing? Like, I'm not saying there's rational decision making being made here. Obviously there's not. But this is the type of ridiculous nonsense in a moment, Pat, where we're all in the moment of like, we like puppies. We like ice cream. Everybody agrees on this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the same place. This was a terrible thing. The police were in the wrong.
Somebody should be charged with some form of murder, whatever you decide that is. Second degree, negligent homicide, whatever.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, but whatever it is, to my eye, certainly that's what it was.
They need to be held accountable judiciously.
Yeah, and we have a system to deal with this.
Yeah.
And
it's being dealt with, by the way.
Right. This is not one of those situations where these guys are still working. They're still out on shifts.
It's not like the police department is saying, these guys didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard the police department defend them.
No.
They were just following procedure.
Nope, none of that.
They're not saying any of it.
None of it.
So what are you doing? You're just messing up your community. That's what you're doing. You're destroying your community.
Yeah. Glenn always used
to. And the goodwill.
Yeah. Exactly, because Glenn used to make this point all the time when we would go out on these marches and stuff for issues that we thought were important. And his case was always, we need to be basically perfect. When we did the rally in Washington, D.C., the idea was no signs. Don't bring any signs to the rally in Washington, D.C., restoring honor. Why? Because if one person's going to have a sign that's distasteful, it's going to be the only thing covered.
Yeah, you're afraid that somebody's going to do something goofy.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have the wrong kind of sign.
Yeah.
And then that's all people will focus on.
Pick up your trash.
Well, that's what's happened now.
We said pick up your trash because we wanted to show that we could leave that place cleaner than when we got there. Right?
Yep.
And this goes back to, this is not some right-wing tactic. This is something that Martin Luther King focused on all the time, saying that, you know, if we want to win, we have to show we're on the right side of this. So when we're being attacked by police, don't let them get a freeze frame of us fighting back. Right? It was to that extreme, you know, and you're not going to help your cause by burning down a freaking Target. How is this possibly something that has to be said?
I don't know.
And you know what?
I honestly don't know.
I keep coming to the same conclusion. It's not about helping the cause.
Well, yes.
The people who did those things last night are out there to help themselves. They want free crap. They know the police are not going to arrest them. So they're just stealing things.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.